You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
This is another PSA episode of the Andre Segovia Show. Another COVID-19 affects your property update of sorts, because we've been hearing a lot, especially with this whole hashtag cancel rent talk, especially in the social media sphere, because of the novel coronavirus pandemic. And the scare, particularly here in California, where we have the biggest issue with the housing affordability crisis, is coming to a head because, as I mentioned previously, there are tenants that are being impacted by this, and there are tenants that are trying to take advantage of the impact on this. Meanwhile, the legislator at the city level, the state level, and even the federal level, they've passed and put restrictions on certain things that benefit the tenants, but no safeguards or relief for the landlords. So in this episode, I just want to announce that there are some resources available to landlords, property owners, homeowners, all of you. You're basically the same individual, but I will have resources linked to the show notes accompanying this PSA notice at www.deandresegovia.com. So I got at least two different attorneys' offices that service the area of Los Angeles that are experts in the area, particularly if you're in a rent stabilization ordinance area, that have given excellent advice that I recommend that you take the time to parse through the resources that they're laying out, and they're constantly updating because things are changing. Just notice that it really comes down to you, the landlord and property owners, to understand that we will be the hardest hit. Unless we have Congress intercede, unless we have the state or even the city understand and defer some things, unless the mortgage holders understand the areas that are impacted by this economic injury and they also defer mortgage payments for like a month or two, that'd be great. But for those that don't know where to turn, especially like, okay, are we forgiving rent? They're not paying. What's the deal here? Because there are some tenants that are using the hashtag cancel rent, which is ridiculous. But just like Mayor Eric Garcetti mentioned, no, you won't be forgiven the rent. You will pay it back, just consider it like an installment and such. So at least it's understood that, hey, look, just because things are on hold doesn't mean you're not going to be obligated to pay. The concern is for some landlords, though, what if once the lockdown is lifted or the quarantine is lifted, that tenants decide to just bail on the landlord and go elsewhere and not pay back the rent that is owed, that they were supposed to pay back. Now, there's a lot of different things, and of course, things are changing day to day. So I recommend that this is more of a PSA for landlords and property owners to really understand how to better navigate during this time, and per my previous PSA, to be able to get a petition out there to ask for relief, because I know that that when we all understand that we are all in this together, that there'll be better understanding between the landlords and tenants to see that the landlords are not being hanged out to dry in all this, because it's assumed that just because they own a property, therefore they have all the money. Not so, when there's actually a mortgage holder behind the property, just like the tenants owe landlords, the landlords also owe somebody else for the properties they already have. So let's all do our part. Hopefully we can get through this without any more bickering and shouting and more rising tensions than there already are. So let's see how we get all out of this. So again, the resources are available in the show notes accompanying this episode at www.deandresegovia.com. Thank you so much, and stay tuned to the program. Like, share, subscribe, because I put out these PSAs on an irregular basis, but as soon as there's pertinent information that I need to pass, I will pass them on to you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.